morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined today by our live blog directors, John Rahor and Jamie Jors. And we are talking Packers football and talking the Super Bowl, at least briefly today, on what I've titled the Super Bowl Primer Edition of Railbird Central. We'll give it a cursory attention, at least. I'm not terribly interested in the game. I mean, I'll watch it. I watch the Super Bowl every year, but my life does not change one iota about who wins tonight's game. The Giants, the Patriots, whatever. It doesn't really affect me too much. But my prediction, here's my prediction for the Super Bowl on Sunday. The Giants will win the game. And in fact, I think they'll win rather easily. Well, maybe not easily, but more than one score, we'll say that, by more than a touchdown. So whether that means 9, 10, maybe even 14 points, I'm not sure. I just have this feeling about the Giants. They played in the NFC, which this year was superior to the AFC. The Giants are on a roll. They've played really well on the road in the playoffs, going into Lambeau Field, which Packer fans will remember awfully well, going into Candlestick Park, beating the San Francisco 49ers. You know, they've got some momentum behind them. I think their defense is much better than New England's, obviously. Might kind of be a case of what happens to New England happened to, or what happened to Green Bay happens to New England with a little bit of a leaky defense that gives up a lot of yards and comes back to bite them in the playoffs. So that's my prediction for what will happen on Sunday, in Super Sunday, between the Giants and the Patriots. We'll go 30-20. How's that sound? Giants over the Patriots. But again, I could care less about that prediction. Or the only satisfaction I would get is just the satisfaction of being right, I suppose. If the Giants win or lose, doesn't really matter to me. But, you know, this is the Railbird Central show where we talk about the Green Bay Packers. So let's get to that. There was surprisingly a fair amount of news yesterday for being, you know, with the season being over. Several things coming to light in the world of the Green Bay Packers. Those being, let's start off with the new offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers. The Packers hiring, or promoting, I guess you could say, quarterbacks coach Tom Clements to offensive coordinator. And it seemed to be the logical move. I think a lot of people predicted that ahead of time. They could see that happening. They could see it, look into the crystal ball and see into the future and see Tom Clements running the offense. It only made sense. I mean, the Packers offense has been potent here for several years now, not just 2011, but years before that. You know, this run of three straight years of playoff appearances, pretty good offense all in all. So, you know, why go outside the organization when you've had so much success in it? And Tom Clements becomes the offensive coordinator. And now the question is, what do the Packers do with the quarterback's coaching job? There's several different ways they can go here. Maybe not several, but a couple. A, they hire someone else. Or B, Tom Clements actually just remains the quarterback's coach and kind of takes on the offensive coordinator duties on top of it. That has been done elsewhere at the professional level, levels below that too, college, you name it. So it's not something that would be entirely unforeseen or, you know, something totally novel. The Packers may go that route, may not. We will see. So that's kind of the question that is answered next. Now, if Tom Clements does remain the quarterback's coach, I mean, do the Packers still hire somebody else? Do they hire an offensive assistant, a co-offensive coordinator? I doubt that happens, but you know, maybe another just a I don't know, another quality control coach. I don't know, to help, you know, divvy up those duties. We will see. Now there's been a lot of names thrown about out there from people who are speculating who the new quarterback's coach of the Green Bay Packers could be if they do decide to hire a new one. Names I've seen thrown out there before. You have the in-house candidate, Ben McAdoo, current tight ends coach for the Green Bay Packers. And if the Packers decide to go in that direction, it would kind of be a move akin to what the Packers did with Edgar Bennett, moving from running backs coach to wide receivers coach. Here, Ben McAdoo would be moving from tight ends to quarterbacks. Kind of a guy on the rise, a guy you could see perhaps being an offensive coordinator sometime in the future, and just giving him a different experience, getting him to work with different positional groupings as he moves up the ladder and kind of gets more experience and just more involved with working with different position groups in the offense. So that is Ben McAdoo. Another one would be one suggested by Aaron Rodgers in his weekly radio show on ESPN Wisconsin, and that would be Billy Joe Tolliver, a former NFL quarterback. I don't know how much experience. I'm not too familiar with Billy Joe Tolliver, how much experience he has coaching, but I know he's kind of had connections with Mike McCarthy several times throughout his playing career. He was with the staff of the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe, while Mike McCarthy was there. Was he with the Saints as well? I can't remember off the top of my head. Sung wants me to say that he was. And of course, he actually, I think he ended his career with the Green Bay Packers. He never was on the 53-man roster, never played with them during the regular season, but I think he went to training camp with the Packers several years ago, you know, just as an attempt or, you know, just to get a job in the NFL as his career was coming to a close. So there are several connections there with the Packers and with Mike McCarthy. So, you know, he's kind of got all these different experiences here that might make him. And of course, he's got Aaron Rodgers kind of lobbying for him a little bit. So he's got that working in his favor. Another name I've seen thrown about, or at least just thought of in my mind, Rich Gannon, the current CBS Sports analyst. He's been the Packers preseason television announcer for the past several years. He's a host on Sirius NFL Radio, on satellite radio. So he hasn't been involved with coaching, but he also has a connection with Mike McCarthy. He played for Mike McCarthy with the Kansas City Chiefs, and kind of from that point on, that's when his career went on the rise. He, you know, had since gone to the Oakland Raiders and played really well there for a couple seasons. But it wasn't until after he actually played for Mike McCarthy that Rich Gannon's career really took off. And I know Mike McCarthy has asked Rich Gannon in the past to come in and work with his quarterbacks, I believe, in the offseason, you know, just for a couple days or something like that. But there's that connection. And Rupert points out here on the live blog, wasn't Tolliver the number two quarterback ahead of Favre in Atlanta? I think he was, wasn't he? Billy Joe Tolliver and Brett Favre on that same team. Just goes to add to the Packers' connections, although I don't know how much stock anybody's putting into that connection. And finally, I just saw our colleague here at Cheesehead TV mention on Twitter yesterday, Paul Hackett, just throwing him out, throwing that name out, not saying that he's interviewing or is a candidate or anything like that, but just wondering hypothetically if he might be a candidate. Paul Hackett was the quarterback's coach for the Oakland Raiders before they blew up their staff there. Oh, in Oakland, before Reggie McKenzie blew up that staff out in Oakland. And now he's looking for a job in the NFL. So could be another potential candidate. We will see. Don't know how much of this will come into play. But anyhow, so there's your update with the offensive coordinator position for the Packers and what they might do with the quarterback's coaching job and all those sorts of things. Also, in other coordinator news with the Green Bay Packers, apparently the Raiders, as we continue to talk about the Raiders here, there will always be a lot of connections now that Reggie McKenzie's there, but they have requested to interview cornerbacks coach Joe Witt for their defensive coordinator position. That is all we know. I believe that was reported originally by Steve Wyche of the NFL Network. And all we know is that they've requested permission for Witt to interview for such a job. A lot of different factors at play here that we don't know if the Packers have granted them permission, because they do not have to. They could deny Witt the opportunity to interview for another position, unless it happened to be for head coach. Then I don't think you can disallow something like that, but they can potentially prevent him from interviewing, and have done so in the past. They've set precedent when a couple of years ago, Tom Clements was approached by the Chicago Bears for their offensive coordinator position. Now, of course, the big difference being that the Bears are within the NFC North, within the division. The Oakland Raiders are not even within the same conference. They're in the AFC as opposed to the NFC. So, you know, will they allow him? Colleen on the live blog says, I think they'll let him interview. It's a promotion. And I would tend to think so as well, that they will allow that to happen. I would say he's probably not a likely candidate anyway for the defensive coordinator position of the Oakland Raiders. I don't think he would get it. He's still rather young. I think I saw somebody tweet yesterday, Joe Witt's only 33 years old. Not that means anything, but, you know, he just has less experience, I guess, than other people out there who might be considered candidates for that job. So I don't think there's any hurt in letting him interview. And boy, if he gets it, well, good for him. It is a promotion, so I think you do let him do it, and we'll find out. Who knows? Maybe as soon as today. And anyway, it's almost 8:45, and we're going to get Zach Heilprin of ESPN Wisconsin and some radio stations here in Wisconsin, WBEV, WXRO, and Beaver Dam, and get his thoughts on the coaching situations of the Packers and others news. And I just wanted to mention quickly here before we go to break, interview yesterday with safety Nick Collins on the Bill Michaels show, saying he expects to be cleared to play football next year. Although it's not official, that's just what he expects. So all this happening in the course of the past 24 hours, lots of Packers news. And we're going to do is take a break here and get Zach Heilprin's thoughts on all these coaching moves and all this news revolving around the Green Bay Packers. So we'll take a break, hang around, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Railbird Central here on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm Brian Kirivu, and joining me right now on the phone for our second segment, we have Zach Heilprin of WBEV, WXRO, and Beaver Dam Radio, and contributor to the Packers coverage at ESPN Wisconsin. Zach, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Brian. How's your Friday morning treating you?
Not too bad. Thank you for joining us. Let's get right to it. There was surprisingly a lot of Packers news in the past 24 hours, a lot of it on the coaching front. The Packers named Tom Clements their offensive coordinator on Thursday. The question now is, do you think he'll continue to coach the quarterbacks, or will the Packers hire somebody else and go in a different direction there?
I think if it was up to Aaron Rodgers, he'd continue to be coaching the quarterbacks. Obviously, he said throughout this whole situation what a big influence the Tom Clements has been on him. Mike McCarthy has to judge that. I think there's a lot of time that goes into spending all that time that goes in with the quarterbacks. There's a lot of time that you have to spend in that meeting room. And I wonder what kind of role Clements will play. Does he play the same role that Joe Philbin did, where he organizes the meetings, runs the practices, and all that kind of stuff? Or does it change? Because I don't think he can coach the quarterbacks and do what Joe Philbin did. If that is the case, he's going to essentially be taking over for Joe Philbin. Then you probably have to go elsewhere for that quarterback coach. I think we'll find out here in the next few. I guess we'll depend when Mike McCarthy wants to talk to you. Maybe we won't hear about it until the scouting combine or after. What exactly Clement's role is going to be in handling that offense.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and we'll be waiting to find out what happens there. In other coordinator news, the Oakland Raiders are reportedly interested in Joe Witt for their defensive coordinator position. He's pretty young. I think he's 33 years old. Do you think he's ready for such a job, such a hike up the ladder?
I'm kind of surprised, I'll be honest. You haven't really heard his name mentioned in any of this stuff that's been going on lately. I know that he's thought of well in Green Bay, as most of the coaches are there, and Reggie McKenzie obviously has quite the experience with Joe Witt. I'm kind of surprised that if I'm the Raiders and having a first-time head coach that they do, wouldn't you rather go with somebody who had more experience in that coordinator role? It would seem odd to go just with so much inexperience at your coaching positions, especially. I know Allen obviously has a defensive background, but Joe Witt, really has no experience in running a defense, and that would be kind of a surprise if they went that way. I believe I heard you earlier talking. He is probably a long shot to be that spot, but I'm also surprised, if the backers actually do give them the okay to interview him. Obviously, you mentioned where they turned the Bears down. Obviously, that's in the division, but from all appearances, the Packers say hands off our coaches in terms of if you leave here, you can't really take too many people with you. Seems to have been the case here lately in these past few years.
Yeah, all these things we're waiting to find out what the Packers will do at their position at quarterbacks coach, if the Packers will let Joe Witt interview for this job. So we wait and see, I suppose. And something else we have to wait and see on is Nick Collins, who, albeit he expressed yesterday in a radio interview with Bill Michaels that he expects to play next year. Is this being overly optimistic to expect that out of him after all that happened last year with the neck injury he suffered?
I'll be honest, I was very surprised to read that and to hear that coming from him. I had a chance to speak with him after the playoff game, after the playoff loss, and he kind of seemed resigned one way or the other. He didn't show, he said he was clear to do everything, but it didn't sound like he was overly optimistic in one way or the other. In terms of wanting to play or thinking he was going to be able to play, he said, either way, I'll go with the doctors. I'd be very surprised if any doctor is so willing to clear somebody with a neck injury like that. Football's in the game that he plays and having to make come up and make hits and all that kind of stuff. He's getting that neck's getting jarred every time, every play. I think it's, I don't know if it was a throwaway comment. I don't want to say it was a throwaway comment, but it seems very optimistic on his end that he's going to be cleared and ready to go. He's got that decision to make. How tough is that decision for him? I mean, he's got a family. He's got a lot of life to live. And I was surprised to hear him say that just because he seemed so resigned one way or the other. I know in talking to a few guys that cover the team on a daily basis afterwards that they said they'd be surprised to see him play next year.
Yeah, it just seemed to come so out of the blue yesterday that it really caught people off guard. The NFL's MVP is going to be officially named on Saturday. Is there any question Aaron Rodgers will win it?
In my mind, no. I mean, you look at the NFL All-Pro vote being done by the same AP guys that do the voting for the MVP, and he got, 47.5 of the votes for that All-Pro team. I think he's a runaway winner. I was surprised that it was that big of a margin for the All-Pro team, but yeah, I don't think there's any chance that he is not the MVP come Saturday night when they have their first annual NFL award show. You know, which I think for Packer fans and for everybody else, it'll be nice to kind of see that kind of stuff. I'm surprised the NFL hasn't done it earlier.
Yeah, I think it will too. So Saturday night, that is named the NFL's MVP, as well as all sorts of different player awards, comeback player, defensive player of the year, all that stuff. But as we enter the off season now, when the Super Bowl's over in 2 days, you know, there's going to be several issues facing the Packers, a lot of players, and maybe we just go a little bit rapid fire here with your predictions on what'll happen with a couple players in the off season. Let's start with another quarterback, Matt Flynn, what's going to happen to him?
I think he's walking without. I think he's walking into free agency. That the Packers, as has been documented here lately, financially, be very risky to take and put that that franchise tag on him. And they have other concerns, obviously, for positions. You can't. I think he walks away, and they'll, you know, possibly get those picks later on next year.
How about JerMichael Finley?
Michael Finley, I think it's likely, and we've seen a lot of people say that it's going to be that franchise tag. I, you know what, I'm going to be interested to see whether he is able and his agent's able to somehow get that franchise tag to be for a wide receiver. I know that that's what he's trying, or that's what they think he is because of how much time he spent outside. But I think it's more likely the NFL will rule him as a tight end, and they'll have that that tender is going to be, or that franchise tag is going to be a lot lower for a tight end than it is for a wide receiver.
And one more, how about Scott Wells?
I know in talking with or listening to Aaron Rodgers and hearing him talk, I think Scott Wells is vital to having be re-signed, get him re-signed into it. He was their best offensive lineman this year, and obviously a Pro Bowl pick. And going forward, he does have that age factor against him, and we'll see what Ted Thompson wants to do there, but. I think it's vital that you get him re-signed, and I think they will.
Well, Zach, thank you so much for joining us today, giving us your thoughts on all these issues, and it'll be interesting to see what the Packers actually do with all these choices going forward. So thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate it, Brian.
No problem. Zach Heilprin of WBVWXRO Radio in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, contributor to the Packers coverage on ESPN, Wisconsin family of websites, ESPNMilwaukee.com, ESPNMadison.com, et cetera, et cetera. is there an ESPNBeaverDam.com? There should be, right? I'm not sure if there's too much going on in this town. Of course, I live in Beaver Dam as well, so if you ever hear these Beaver Dam connections and I laugh sometime, that's why I live in Beaver Dam, and that's where the show originates here in a tiny little town, Wisconsin. Well, not too tiny. What is Beaver Dam? 15,000 people or so. I grew up in a small town, Crivitz, Wisconsin. If you've ever heard of that place, that's only about 1,000 people. That's a small town. So anyhow, enough about that. Let's keep going with this Packers talk here on Railbird Central. But thank you once again to Zach for joining us on the show. You know, all these off-season choices that the Packers have to make this off-season really should make for an interesting off-season. You know, we as soon as the Super Bowl's done here in a couple days, you know, attention after that, maybe things slow down for a couple weeks, but it doesn't take long. And then, you know, you got the NFL Combine in late February, and then, you know, free agency ramping up in March and heading right into the draft after that. And, you know, all these, every decision the Packers make kind of snowballs a little bit and has implications for other events. You know, just for example, I mean, you know, let's say Nick Collins decides to retire. Well, that has implications for the draft then. Do the Packers have to you know, spend a draft choice on a safety a little bit higher than perhaps they expected or wanted to? Maybe we will see. And you know, things like other decisions as well here with other players on the team. Scott Wells, offensive lineman, really interesting case there. I mean, It seems to be one of these things where, I mean, the Packers don't appear at all that they're going to put a franchise tag or transition tag on Scott Wells, or at least nothing that I've seen or no indications of it. So he's going to test the market. And Scott Wells, I mean, he's you know, everything I've heard, I believe it's been Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who's written it before, you know, reporting that Scott Wells and his agent have been nowhere near in negotiations or anywhere close with the Packers about the price they think he deserves, things along those lines. Maybe that's changed between then and now. But, you know, if that's the case, Scott Wells looks like he's content to test the market. And if so, you know, if he happens to leave, boy, the Packers have a pretty big hole on the interior of the offensive line then. They're going to have to draft a center and hopefully get a guy that can step in and play. I mean, Evan Dietrich Smith can be a short-term replacement for the Packers, but I'm not sure he's Scott Wells, and I'm not sure if he's the long-term replacement. Comment here from Packer M. Burrow on the live blog. Is Samson Genus heir apparent to Scott Wells? Yes, he's short, but he has long arms and was immovable in the preseason. Good question. I think we heard during our interview with Rob Domofsky on Packer Transplants, the last episode of Packer Transplants, that he had said that the Packers are pretty high on Samson Genus. And of course, he's a guy who spent the entire year on the practice squad this past season. And is he ready to make the jump from practice squad to starter in the NFL? I guess I'm just assuming here, for the sake of argument, for the sake of, you know, hypotheticals, let's just say Wells leaves. And not that I think that's a given by any means yet. We're still a ways and time away from, you know, free agency starting here. But I mean, just for the sake of argument, Scott Wells leaves. Well, you need a starter ASAP. It is who's going to be the starter right away? Is it Evan Dietrich Smith? I suppose he's who you look to right away, but is he the long-term solution? Personally, I don't think so. Is Samson Genus ready? It's, you know, forced to guess. I would say Samson Genus can make the jump from practice squad to backup offensive lineman, spend another year on the 53-man roster and get more experience there. But I wouldn't say he's potentially ready to be a starter in the NFL. And again, I haven't seen a whole lot of him. So, you know, perhaps my opinion there is not as good as some who see him on a day-in, day-out basis. Or could it be a rookie? I mean, the only kind of guys who are really ready to come and step in are high-round draft choices, first and second. And not to say that a lower-round draft choice can't, but the odds of them doing so are quite low. So, you know, just a lot of different, you know, variables here and a lot of different, you know, uncertainty going on surrounding that position. So, you know, a lot of implications here that'll be playing out for the Green Bay Packers over the next several months. But thank you, everybody, so much for joining us here on Real Bird Central this morning here on CheeseheadTV.com. Have a great weekend. Have a great time watching the Super Bowl and the commercials, of course. Maybe that's going to be better than the game for a lot of Packers fans. But make sure to check back Monday morning. We'll be back again. And, you know, as I said, have a good weekend, everyone. Go Pack Go. I leave you with a song today called, if I can find it here on my computer, Barker by Keller Williams on Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone.